Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is always a pleasure to be chatting with Eva Hayes with Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank. Eva, it's wonderful to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, just before getting on here, we were talking about how busy this time of year is getting, certainly for Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank, because we have a very special event coming up this Saturday.
That's right. This Saturday is our Thanksgiving Food Drive, September 28, and we will be at four stores this year. We'll be at No Frills and Zayre's, Food Basics and Walmart.
Perfect.
So watch for our staff and our volunteers, and they will have flyers showing our most needed items, but you don't have to follow that list. If there's something else that you see that you'd like to donate, we will happily receive anything.
All right. So again, it's four locations. There's Walmart, No Frills, and Food Basics in Stratford for the Thanksgiving food drive. So this is the special day, but if you can't make it for this event, you can still make a donation.
Absolutely. Yes. We will be at the stores from 10 o'clock until 3. Anytime outside of those hours, you can bring it right to the Stratford House of Blessing, and we will gladly receive it.
All right. So again, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Again, it's Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank, and you often team up with other sort of community groups to present this special day, if you will.
Well, the Salvation Army will be at other stores as well. So it is a day where we just together go to all the stores.
Exactly. Yes. The community comes together. So again, it's the Thanksgiving food drive for this Saturday. Please help out if you can. It's so easy to do so. 10 a.m. through till 3 p.m. helping out Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank along with Salvation Army as well. I imagine Stratford Police Service. I'm sure Darren might be at one of the locations.
Yes, I do believe he will be.
Coming up this Saturday. There you go. So again, all for a great, great cause. And we'll share the details. Now, we've got so many events happening as we get almost into October. Let's talk about Ride for Refuge, which is coming up.
Ride for Refuge, October 5th, our very first one this year, and it's coming up rapidly, but there's still time to participate. You can enter a team, maybe your family. You can walk, you can ride, join a team that's already existing. You're welcome to do that, or you can volunteer. And you can do all that through our website. If you go to our website and scroll to the bottom, there's a link to Ride for Refuge, and you can sign up there.
Perfect.
We will finish the day with pizza and celebrate what everybody has done in fundraising for us and supporting us.
It's a great idea, and especially to the idea of having a new community event for this area.
Yes, yes. It's been a bit of an experience for us as we've walked through this, and we're hoping that this will be successful enough that we will continue to do it.
All right. And you can go to the website, shob.org.
Correct.
And get all the details. So that's one event, a big one that's coming up in October, but we got a favorite that is also on the way.
That's right. Empty Bowls is running from October 28th to November 1st. Unfortunately, we're not able to do the big event this year that a lot of people are used to. It will be at the Stratford House of Blessing, and we have many, many bowls, some absolutely beautiful bowls that we will be selling. And we have an auction this year as well with some really special pottery for auction. It's a silent auction. So you'll be able to come all week and just keep checking in throughout the week and see if anybody's outbid you. And special items from Rio Thompson, Neo Blavender, Swanson Jewelers.
Ooh, boy.
The Peach Basket. There are prints by a local artist and handmade quilts and many other things.
It's amazing, especially for Empty Bowls, the way different businesses and organizations step up for this.
Yes, we also have many restaurants that are participating as well, and we will be featuring restaurants on different days. You get a sample of what they do, and if you really like it, then you know where to go and get some more. So,
well, you know where to go. It's Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank out on Erie Street. And we should be fair to mention that the Empty Bowls has been at House of Blessing for the past, several years now, I guess you could say.
Well, we certainly did it last year at the House of Blessing. Previous to that, during COVID, it was at the mall.
Right. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. But sort of either on location or at House of Blessing Food Bank. But there you go.
For sure.
It continues to be a great event, Empty Bowls. And again, we should mention the bowls are so gorgeous. These are absolutely keepsakes.
Yes. Yes, they're incredible. We have some amazing artists in our community. We have also community members that just wanted to do something socially together as a group, and they have come in and painted bowls. They wanted to give back, and we were glad to have them come and do that for us. We have over 600 bowls this year.
Is that right? Yes. Oh my gosh, so there's something for everyone.
That's right, there is.
Ava Hayes with Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank. Again, a reminder, the Thanksgiving food drive is for this Saturday at 10 a.m. through till 3 p.m. Zayers, Walmart, No Frills Food Basics, and we've got Ride for Refuge coming up. Empty Bowls is coming up too, and Ava, was there anything else there?
I think that's enough to be going on.
But before we let you go, how did the back-to-school backpack campaign go?
Oh, amazing. We gave out 418 backpacks and supplies this year. That every year continues to grow.
Fantastic. 423 Erie Street in Stratford, and their phone number is 519-273-3433, and you can go to shob.org and get yourself registered for a Ride for Refuge and find out more about Empty Bowls and all the great community events and what's going on with Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank. We haven't even talked Christmas yet. We'll have to talk about that
down
the road.
Later.
Eva Hayes, Eva, thanks so much, and we wish you a great, successful Thanksgiving food drive Saturday.
Thank you.